Chapter 1. The older members enter the traditional way, pulling up to the main entrance beneath the portico in their Mercedeses and BMWs and Cadillacs. They accept a deferential greeting from the parking valet and stroll down the main hall to the locker rooms to change into their swimwear. But others, especially the teenagers and the young mothers with children, prefer the direct route, which is through the entrance gate west of the parking lot. On this sunny Thursday morning in late August, Patty and Josh are seated on folding chairs behind the table at the entrance gate. Patty is a freshman at Mizzou, Josh a sophomore at DePauw. Although their ostensible job is to check membership cards, this is, after all, Old Chatham Country Club. And at Old Chatham Country Club, the first assignment for every summer hire is to memorize the names and faces of all members. A mother with two small boys walks through the entrance gate. "Good morning, Mrs. Appleton," Josh says.
"Good morning, Josh. I just saw your mother at Neiman Marcus. She told me to remind you about the Mortons' party tonight. Hello, Patty dear."
Patty smiles. "Hi, Mrs. Appleton." She turns to the boys. "Hello, Tripp. Hello, Fordham."
"Hi," the two boys respond in unison and without enthusiasm.
As the boys follow their mother into the pool area, Patty opens her book again. After a few minutes, Josh announces,
"Oh, yeah."
Patty turns toward him with a frown.
"What?"
Grinning, he nods toward the parking lot. "The goddess has arrived." Patty follows his gaze and then rolls her eyes.
"I cannot believe you guys."
A fiery red Corvette is pulled into a parking spot, two rows back from the entrance gate. The driver's door opens and a stunning blonde emerges. Today she has on a short white kaftan cover-up, tied loosely at the waist over a white one-piece swimsuit. She's wearing red espadrille wedge sandals and big sunglasses.
"I'm in love," Josh says.
"Forget it, you doofus," Patty shakes her head. "Look at her ring finger, and she's probably 30 years old." Cherry Pitt reaches the entrance table where Josh and Patty are seated. She pauses and turns her beach bag toward them. Her membership card dangles from the bag handle. "Hello, Mrs. Pitt," Josh says in a sunny voice. "It certainly is a beautiful day for a dip."
"Mm-hmm," Cherry says, distracted, scanning the pool area.
She walks past them onto the pool deck. "Have a nice day, Mrs. Pitt," Josh calls after her. Josh turns in his chair and stares at Cherry's backside as she walks toward a lounge chair.
"Have a nice day, Mrs. Pitt,"
Patty repeats in a nerdy voice.
"I'm in love," he says.
"Have a nice day, Mrs. Pitt,"
she repeats in an even nerdier voice and returns to her book. Josh watches as Cherry slips off her kaftan, her backside to him. She bends over at the waist to set down her beach bag by the chair. He groans,
"Lord have mercy."
Patty shakes her head.
"Men."
Neither of them notice the late model black Mustang. It entered the parking lot as Cherry was walking toward the entrance gate, paused until she had entered the pool area, and then pulled into a space facing the pool area, one row behind her red Corvette. The Mustang idles there with a throaty rumble. Cherry settles into the lounge chair and opens a magazine on her lap. After a few minutes, the Mustang shifts into gear, backs out of the parking space, and starts down the aisle. As it heads toward the exit, the tinted window on the driver's side lowers. A smoked-down Tipperillo arcs end over end toward the asphalt and scatters sparks as it lands.